الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته أخذ الهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، دير برذرز أند سيسترز، حياكم الله في ذس سيشن أوف رياض الصالحين. We are still with the hadith of the book of Sirsir. And in the hadith number 12 of it, Imam al-Nawawi rahimah Allah ta'ala referred to this hadith, which is agreed upon on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhumah. Who said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول انطلق ثلاثة نفر ممن كان قبلكم حتى آواهم المبيت إلى غار فدخلوه فانحدرت صخرة من الجبل فسدت الغار فسدت عليهم الغار فقالوا إنه لا ينجيكم من هذه الصخرة إلا أن تدعوا الله تعالى بصالح أعمالكم. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما said that there were three people running from the races before us, people before us. They went away, meaning one of you, in the past time. So they went into a cave. And the reason that they went into a cave is to sleep at night. And in that hadith, there was heavy rain. So they wanted to have a kind of shelter from the, or protection from the rain. While they were there, a big rock, because of the rain, collapsed and blocked the gate of the cave. So they could not go out, and it was too heavy for them to push. Then they were thinking of how we can come out of this cave. How can we move this rock? So one of them said, you cannot do that except if you ask Allah Ta'ala interceding with the best of your deeds. Interceding with the best of your deeds. قال رجل منهم, one of them said, اللهم كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران. Oh Allah, I have two old parents. وكنت لا أغبط قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا. And I never used to milk anybody before them, meaning serve the milk to anybody before them. فنأى بي طلب الشجر يوما. And one day I was with my sheep and the desert for grass to eat, from the sheep to eat, but I could not find some near to my village. So I went chasing the grass until I was too far away. So I become late when I returned back home. Hatta nama. So when I came with milk, I found them sleeping, because it was late. فحلبت لهما غبوطهما فوجدتهما نائمين. I met the either the camel, she camel, or the sheep for them to drink. But when I came, I found them sleeping. فكرهت أن أوقظهما أو أن أغبط قبلهما أهلا أو مالا.
He said, I hate. I did not like to disturb them by waking them up. Nor do I allow anyone to drink milk before them. But he said, فَلَبِثْتُ وَالْقَدْعُ عَلَى يَدِي أَنْ تَبْرُ سِيقَظَهُمَا حَتَّى بَرَقَ الْفَجْرِ. He said, I stopped by them carrying the pot of milk until the Fajr, the dawn, appeared. Until the dawn twinkled, appeared. Before I make anyone drink, before them. وَالصِّبْيَةُ يَتَبَاغَوْنَ عِنْدَ قَدَمَيَّ. And the kids were crying by my feet. Crying by my feet, meaning they were crying until they collapsed because of the need of the milk. But he did not give them, willing that his parents to awake and they be the first to drink. فَشَرِبَ غَبُوا قَوْمًا. So when they left in the Fajr, they drank their milk without knowing what happened. I kept a secret between you and I, O Allah. And then he said, O Allah, he said, اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتَ فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِكَ فَفَرِّجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ بِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصَّخْرَةِ. He said, O Allah, if you knew that I only did that for the sake of you, only sincerely for you, just to obey you when you commanded me to be grateful to my parents. Because Allah commanded the children to be grateful and useful to their parents. So He said, I implemented that, I did that, I obeyed you. If you know, O Allah, that I only did that for you, then move this rock. فَانْفَرَجَ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ خُرُوجَ مَعَهُ. فَرَجَ شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا لَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ خُرُوجَ. That rock then moved, leaving a gap. But this gap does not make them able to come out, to come through it. Small, but they could see the light coming in. قال الآخر, the other one said, اللهم إنه كانت ابنة عم كانت أحب الناس إلي. He said, oh Allah, I used to have a female cousin that I loved the most. فأردتها على نفسي فامتنعت مني. He said, and I asked her to let me enjoy her, but she refused. Not because she did not like him, but because she did not want to do it in the haram way. حَتَّى أَلَمَّتْ بِهَا سَنَةٌ مِّنَ السَّنِينَ فَجَاءَتْهُ. Up until one day she was in a bad need of money. She was in a very bad need of money. So she came to me. Maybe after she has asked many people, but no one helped her. So she said, what can I do? I have to go to this cousin. So she went to this cousin and asked her for help. But this cousin made a condition. فجاءتني فأعطيت 20 و100 دينار على أن تخلي بيني وبين نفسها فزعل. He said, so I'll give you 120 dinars with a condition you allow me to do the wrong with you. But you allow me to do the wrong with you, to enjoy you in a haram way, in unlawful way, unpermissible way. So she did, because she is in need to this money. Allah knows just what for she needed it. Maybe someone of her family, like parents,
all and they need food, otherwise they die, something like that, Allah.
حتى إذا قدرت عليها, he says, she allowed me up until I was able now to practice it, to practice the zikr. Then she said, reminding me of Allah, she said, ittaqullah. If this woman is bad, she wouldn't say that. She said to him, fear Allah. Fear Allah. How can you do this? Fear Allah. وَلَا تَفُدَّ الْخَاتَمَ إِلَّا بِحَقِّهِ. She said to him, fear Allah. And if you want to enjoy, if you want to take my virginity, then come by the lawful way. Come correctly. Marry me. That's the meaning. And then he said, فَانْصَرَفْتُ عَنَا. So when she reminded me of Allah, I left her alone. I moved. Because of that she reminded me of Allah. فَانْصَرَفْتُ عَنَا وَهِيَ أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَيَّ. When I left her, I left her while she was the most beloved one to me. Most beloved woman to me. تَرَكْتُ الذَّهَبَ الَّذِي أَعْطَيْتُهَا. I left the gold I gave her. That I gave her. I was there, halal. I didn't take it back. And then he said, اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتُ فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِكَ فَافْرُجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. He said, oh Allah, if I did this only for you, oh Allah, move this rock away from us. فانفرجت استغرقوا الى انهم لا يستطيعون الخروج. So the rock had moved away, but not to the limit that they are able to come out, come through. And here is really very important benefit, that chastity benefits you when you are a person of chastity. Honor, you don't commit the wrong. Now, and this means you have the fears of Allah in your heart. وقال الثالث, the third said, اللهم إني استأجرت أجراء وأعطيتهم أجرهم غير واحد ترك الذي له وذهب. He said, oh Allah, I have hired workers for me. I have employed workers to work for me. And I gave every one of them his salary, except for one person. This one person, he left without taking his money. I don't know where he is. But what did this man do? He said, فَتَمَّرْتُ أَجْرَهُ. He said, I have increased his salary by making it involved in business. I have invested it for him in business. حتى تفرق الأموال منه من ذلك الأجر. Up until then, it becomes very big money. Big money. فجاءني بعد حين, he came to me after a while. فقال يا عبد الله أدي إلي أجري. He came to me after a while and he said, oh slave of Allah, give me my salary. Give me my money. فقلت, the man said, I said to him, كلما ترى من أجرك, كلما ترى, يعني في الوادي, في هذا الوادي, all what you see in this valley is from your salary.
He said, this is Thumnul Khalal. من الإبل والبقر والغنم والرقيق. All that you see of the camels, cows, sheep, and slaves, all this is out of your salary. I have invested your salary for you, now this is it. فقال يا عبد الله لا تستهزئني. The man said, O slave of Allah, don't mock me, don't kid me. If you want to give me my salary, you give me, but don't joke. What do you mean by all this for you? What do you mean by all this is your salary? Maybe it was 1 or 2 dinars, and this maybe is worth of 100,000 dinars. He said, فَقُلْتُ لَا أَسْتَهْزِئُ. He said, I'm not mocking you, I'm not joking, I'm not kidding you. فَأَخَذَهُ كُلَّهُ. He took it all. فَاسْتَاقَهُ فَلَمْ يَسْرُكْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. He took it all and he did nothing of it. No one sheep, no one cow, no one camel, no one slave. He took everything and gone. اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك فابعد عنا ما نحن فيه. He said, oh Allah, if I have done that only for you, sincerely, then move this rock from our way. فانفرجت الصخرة فخرج يمشون. Then the rock moved. So they could come out and move back to their town. Here we see the sincerity benefit of these people. And also one another benefit is the intercession. They have interceded with Allah, but with their deed, not with the dead wali. They did not ask the wali to intercede for them. But everyone remembered something good he did sincerely for Allah. So he used it. Oh Allah, if you know I did this only for you, please survive me, help me, protect me, give me, like that. But don't say, oh Allah, I ask you by your prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. You say, oh Allah, I ask you by my love of your prophet. Yes. Because when you love the prophet, this is worship. Oh Allah, I ask you by my prayers. Because you pray sincerely for Allah, then it benefits you. But don't ask Allah by the deeds of others. Oh Allah, I ask you by Muhammad as he is your messenger. No, that's wrong. Allah wants you to ask him by your deed. By your deed. You do the good and ask Allah. Allah gives you. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفع. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب. To him, to Allah, the good deeds meaning this obligation elevate. And the good deed of what you do, it pushes it up, it elevates it. To him, the obligation goes, and the good deed elevates it. So the good deed is the elevator of this obligation. The good deed is the elevator of this obligation. So you do the good deed and supplicate Allah Ta'ala, this good deed will push the obligation fast to the heavens. But the deed must be sincerely for Allah. No showing off. No worshipping the graves. No worshipping the wali. No sweating for the wali, no making sujood on the greater than one. بس يصير لي بربع متى؟ الحمد لله. نعم تزريني ها تزريني أرسل الحمد لله. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة لا شقي عذاب ولا هدم ولا غرق ولا بلاء. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة. اللهم اجعلها على رؤوس الجبال بين الأودية ومنابت الزرع. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة. اللهم اجعلها شقي رحمة فلا تجعلها شقي هدم ولا غرق ولا بلاء يا ارحم الراحمين. And here we end up our session today by ending this chapter of sincerity. Inshallah, on next Sunday we begin with the chapter of repentance. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.